This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more measures discussed on both the floor of the Missouri Senate and in committee.
Senate Bill 152.
Tuesday afternoon and evening saw time devoted to Senate Bill 152. Sponsor, Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, says this measure would modify provisions of the Missouri Education Savings Program.
Allow Missouri's 529 plan to mirror the same rules and regulations as the federal 529 plan.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City was successful in amending the proposal.
The way that our system is set up, it actually grants credit based on how long a person is sitting in a classroom.
Missouri senators give Senate Bill 152 first round approval. Another yes vote would send this legislation to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
I move the Senate Bill 43 with Senate Committee.
Senate Bill 43 is something sponsor Senator Bill White of Joplin calls education related.
The impact of this bill deals greatly with the education of some of our young people.
The measure would require health benefit plans to cover at least those hearing aids which are covered for those receiving benefits under Missouri Health Net. During Wednesday morning discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur called the proposal a good idea.
Hearing aids are expensive and they're essential for kids, but for people of all ages.
Senate Bill 43 now also has first-round Missouri Senate approval.
Certainly education continues to be our priority.
We can do a lot of good things for education.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says the conversation about education is not over.
In the midst of and on the back end now, hopefully, of this pandemic, I think it's more important than ever to ensure that kids have whatever resource and whatever access they need.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds he wonders why what he refers to as so-called solutions always revolve around charter schools and vouchers.
The conversation should be dominated by putting more money into our schools.
I appreciate the opportunity this afternoon.
Monday afternoon saw the Missouri Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee hear Senate Bill 140. Sponsor, Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb, says his proposal would authorize a tax credit for the sale of ethanol fuel.
These credits are temporary, non-transferable, non-renewable.
Then,
it's an honor to be able to present Senate Bill.
The same panel heard Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis present Senate Bill 243, legislation that seeks to modify provisions relating to the foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Part of the biggest problem we have with this is nobody knows exactly how many acres have been sold.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.